Costs to originate keep rising, even with more technology in the industry. The problem is the core platform. A new LOS can re-architect the process around data, not humans moving paper files. Vesta has built this LOS, and you can learn more at vesta.com. Welcome, everyone. I'm Sarah Wheeler, Editor-in-Chief at HW Media, with the latest installment of the Housing Wire Daily Podcast, where our editors and reporters discuss the most compelling stories and sources they're covering. Today, my guest is Brenna Nath, managing editor of our HW Plus premium content program, to talk about the winners of our Tech Trendsetters Award. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by First Guarantee Mortgage Corporation. When you work with FGMC, you're more than a customer, you're a partner. From monthly webinars and trainings to our non-QM structure desk, our mortgage mavericks make it easy for you to be successful. We're standing by to confirm eligibility, help calculate bank statements and DTI, and evaluate credit. Reach out today. Maverick Solutions products are available through wholesale and non-delegated delivery. To access our partner resources or to submit a non-QM scenario, visit fgmc.com/maverick. First Guarantee Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID 2917, 5800 Tennyson Parkway, Suite 450, Plano, Texas, 75024.
Brenna, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on today.
So excited. So today I want to talk about the Tech Trendsetters. This is one of the award programs where we recognize people in the industry who are working in tech. And this program has been so exciting. This year we recognized 50 amazing leaders. And I'm just excited to kind of dig into some of the themes that we saw with the people who won this year.
This is one of my favorite parts about having the magazine, being able to spotlight the different winners who we've had over the years. Tech Trendsetters is one that comes at the end of the year into the new year, kicking off 2022 with technology as a key theme, which I think you can take outside of the magazine and think technology really is a theme that we are actually carrying into the new year. So excited to spotlight these amazing winners.
I think one of the things that really stood out to me, we've done the Tech 100, which is where we recognize companies. This is the Tech Trendsetters, where we recognize people. But in both, I think one of the things that stood out to me as we were going through all the nominations and then the nominations that we picked was how often ROI was mentioned as part of this. You know, back in the day, it was just like, oh, technology, and here's some more technology. And now it's like, your technology better be driving some results for your company and to the bottom line, or it's not judged to be very significant. And so we had some of our leaders really talk about ROI in a way that I thought was great. We had Jacob Keegan from PennyMac. And ROI was a big reason that we, you know, that they listed that we also really wanted to bring up. So as part of his write-up, we talked about the fact that he delivers solutions that support business goals. So again, it's not really about technology for technology's sake or of the many reasons you could adopt technology. It's really about how that's driving the business and driving what people are looking for.
Looking at, just to list a few of the winners, I know these are people that we've also been able to spotlight in Housing Wire. One that stuck out to me was Tim Anderson. He is the president of the e-mortgage division over at Evolve Mortgage Services, a name pretty common and synonymous with the word technology in the industry. And just looking at some of his highlights, which is similar to a lot of people who have this award, people with decades of experience, you know, launching different e-mortgage divisions. That was a theme a lot in these Tech Trendsetters. It's the people who brought the e-mortgage fully digital mortgage from end to end. That is a line that we've used throughout the years at HousingWire. What does it mean to be a fully digital mortgage? For some people, that goes all the way to the homeowner's insurance at the very end of the scale. That goes to the closing table. And how does your e-vault work? How does your e-technology work? How does your notary come to the table and taking and encompassing a fully digital e-mortgage? So that's a key theme that I saw with people like Tim Anderson, who have pushed the envelope or pushed the needle for that saying when it comes to digital technology. And he's been a huge advocate for educating the mortgage industry about the difference between paperless processes and e-mortgages. It also just offers a unique perspective on the digital mortgage processes from a lender and a vendor point of view.
You know, I think that's really interesting. And you bring up close. We had several of the Tech Trendsetters who work at companies that really focus on the closing or that end of the business. For instance, Andy Madavi at Doma. So, and he's interesting. He's one of two rocket scientist that we recognized in this thing. So he was an astrophysicist studying dark matter, and now he's the chief data science officer at DOMA. And it says, you know, he's applied his unique skill set and knowledge to the finance and title industries, which I think is great, just to see that kind of level of innovation coming to something like title. I don't think we saw that a lot before. I'm looking up the other one who I was just so impressed. I was like, how many times do we have a rocket scientist? Oh, Tom Showalter, who's the CEO of Candor. So, you know, he was a rocket scientist and he's taken it to the mortgage space and he's solving the complex problems that we have. So that just shows you the sort of caliber of people now working in tech in mortgage, real estate, title, and appraisal. Yeah.
When it comes to the tech side, I had the pleasure of chatting with Tom Showalter over at MBA Annual last October, hearing him firsthand on the things that they're doing. And these are the moments. Sarah and I have been reviewing award winners now for a couple of years, more than a couple of years, really. And, you know, rocket scientist is one, a huge accomplishment, but you just realize the names and the expertise that is in this industry who is helping move technology and adoption throughout the industry. One thing that stood out to me with this award, Trek 10 Starters, is technology was a key theme throughout 2020 and 2021. It's no surprise that because of the pandemic, a lot of things were forced online. They were forced to go virtual. So you saw a lot of people who were forced to adopt technology when before it might have been a choice. And you had all of these players ready in the space where technology over the last decade, we've been talking about how is it integrating into the mortgage industry? Well, for the first time, a lot of that technology was here. And here are the people who have been, you know, moving the needle in that area. This wasn't something that was just invented yesterday, but really there's all of these people working together to put technology into servicing, put technology into the real estate side, put technology into the closing, and injecting that throughout the mortgage experience.
It's a great point. We also recognize Ankur Bansal, who is the president of HomeLight Closing Services at HomeLight, another closing technology company, which is really exciting. And then we had some more appraisal winners, which I thought was great. So we had William Denslow, who's the CTO and co-founder of Regora. And he embodies a couple of things, not only appraisal, but also huge growth. Many of these leaders drove huge growth for their company. The Regora team has successfully tripled in size over the last 12 months. And we see that over and over with these leaders is that their teams there are growing like crazy. And just managing that and seeing that kind of growth is really impressive.
Sarah mentioned previously in the podcast that not only do we award our tech trendsetters when it comes to the December, January issue of the magazine, also online, but we're also right in the sweet spot between the tech trendsetters in our Tech 100 awards that are going live in March for our tech digital disruption issue each March. What's unique about the tech trendsetters, it's not just 100 companies, but it's actually 200 companies. We spotlight 100 mortgage companies who are making a difference in the industry. And we also spotlight 100 real estate companies that are making a difference in this industry, making an all-encompassing list of 200 companies who are, you know, making waves and doing digital disruption. And you can see that reflected in the tech trendsetters. I want to highlight two different people on the tech trendsetter list who were on the real estate side of things. We have someone at Realogy who is kind of making a difference in the industry. And we also have someone from eXp who made the list. Those are two people that's not just mortgage that, you know, is making a difference when it comes to tech, but it's mortgage and real estate.
I love that. I also think that it's interesting that, you know, you think of tech trendsetters and you think, oh, these guys are super smart. These men and women, super smart. They're doing all this stuff. We had several winners who it was their mentorship that really stood out to us when we were looking through their nominations. So we had Srikanth Baranthan at ICE Mortgage Technology. He's their VP of engineering. So in addition to all the things that he's driving there, he finds time to mentor others by holding knowledge transfer sessions to help educate others, which I just thought that was great. Jim Freeman at Fiserv, he's the senior director of software development, also said, you know, he inspires his team to think differently and there's some mentorship going on there. So I think it's awesome to see people who are driving culture, not just from the IT side.
And mentorship is something that's really important in our space, bringing in the future talent, future recruitment, and even retention. So these are the leaders that are carving and paving the path for the next generation of tech people, which I think if I I'm realizing as I listen to these podcasts, I say paving the way so much, but those are phrases that are pretty synonymous when it comes to technology that we're seeing with these leaders.
You know, we have two winners that really fraud or cybersecurity is really key to what they do. So I thought that was also an interesting difference in this list. So we have Christine Herman. She's the Chief Technology and Security Officer at Finance of America Companies. So, you know, she's really driving a cybersecurity culture, which I thought was an interesting way to say that, and so necessary. And then we have Jennifer Menard, who's the Senior Director of Product Management and Mortgage Solutions at First American Data and Analytics. Again, she's spearheaded the development of the First American App Intelligence Score, which is a powerful new fraud pattern recognition scoring model. So they really went through and found out this is how you can tell fraud. They trained the machines to be able to detect fraud. So two very important parts of this industry and what technology can do.
And another topic that was top of mind in 2020 and 2021, and I'm sure going into this new year, fraud, wire fraud, compliance, making sure safety is involved in every single aspect of the equation and throughout the process. I love looking at the resume and just the history and the wealth of knowledge that people are bringing to the space. You more than ever see people who worked at, you know, maybe outside of the space that are bringing some of that thought leadership into mortgage and into housing, but also reflective of, hey, let me take the time to learn what's unique about the mortgage industry and not just have that outside perspective, but bring an insider knowledge to that equation as well.
I love that. And, you know, our list is really a great mix of the startups that maybe we didn't know their names 6-7 years ago, but have really, or even 2 years ago, have really sprung up. And then you see really innovation within giant companies who have been doing this for a while. So, and I love that. I love people playing the long game and really iterating over time. So you see David Song, who's the CTO at Black Knight. He, you know, obviously that's a giant company that, but he's able to drive innovation in there. Cecilia Rain at Freddie Mac. We recognize people from PennyMac. We've got Jacob Keegan. We've got Abe Kuravilla from CoreLogic. These are all really big tech companies that have been around for a while, but they're still, you know, they're still doing innovative things and being recognized for that.
What do you think are going to be, I mean, this is now not our first installment of this awards. We're heading into a new year. Is there anything specifically that you're seeing when it comes to technology about what do you think is going to be the drivers, the key themes around technology in 2022? Obviously, it was a key focus over the past years. We have a lot more companies who are really, I think, just buckling down and like going deeper into the areas that are innovating. What key themes specifically are you maybe seeing in that area?
I think what I see is just the integration of technology all over. And when you look through all of our winners, these are not people in isolated silos. Oh, that's the IT people. Those are the CTOs, whatever. They are integrated in the fabric of their companies, whether that they're with a fintech or with whether they're with a bank, whatever they're doing, it has become front and center. As we know, this is what's driving all the innovation. It's no longer, you know, set off to the side. It is absolutely, these are some of the most important people in the company and what they're doing is most important for the company's success. And we're just going to see that integration continue.
Oh. Integration being a key theme and growth. And for anyone who does want to see, I want to just highlight, we've listed a lot of these winners. We award 50 winners through this program. If you want to take a look at the deep dive to see the names of people who are making an impact in this space, you can just go to housingwire.com. At the top in the nav bar, at the far right side, you'll see an award list. You can check out the future awards that are coming down the pipeline, such as the Tech 100 awards that come out in March. We have our Housing Finance Leaders Awards running right now and so many more throughout the year. So you can find a comprehensive list of the winners throughout 2020 and even what you might in 2021 and who you might want to nominate for other award programs in 2022.
Great point. I would love to go through each and every one and talk about what everyone did, but you guys will have to go read it for yourselves. It's in the latest issue of our Housing Wire magazine. It's also available online. So Brenna, thank you so much for joining me today and just spotlighting some of these great winners.
It's always a pleasure. These people are really the game changers in this space. It's an honor to be able to spotlight them and even just read their awards and their nominations for what they're doing in this space. There's so much more that they're doing that can't be summed up in 300 words, but we hope that this is one way to just spotlight the impact that they're having. So thanks for having me. Looking for more insight into what will happen in 2022? Or maybe you need more information on what in the world is happening with the federal regulators. Or you could just be looking for information on how to stay competitive as the industry shifts to a purchase-focused market. Our HW Plus premium membership comes with all of this insight and more. With your HW Plus membership, you'll get at least 5 HW Plus articles a week that dive deeper into the daily news to help you confidently make business decisions. To join, go to housingwire.com/membership.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. I hope you have a great afternoon. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on all the hottest stories crossing our news desk daily. The podcast is now available wherever you like to listen. Make sure to tune in tomorrow.